by my window. The autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the summer hands I used to hold. Since you went away, most of all, my darling, when those old leaves begin to fall.
named Rochelle Farrell.
Live from the First Instruments Blue Notes CD.
Excellent translation of a standard. Autumn Leaves Never Felt Like That in My Neighborhood.
Yeah. Man, she is pitch perfect when she hit that last note.
Oh, for real. And it, when you sing and you're hitting notes like that E over C that she hit there, when it's clean like that, it does become an instrument, and you can visualize it being as if it was being played by hand or by whatever. Her just the whole approach to that was just awesome. You could see live how the audience couldn't help but go off on that.
Yeah, she's a fine-tuned musical instrument, and it's great to have her around in modern day, as well as Diane Reeves on Blue Note, and it's something real special, too.
Yeah, sadly, again, though, David, it does put out the fact that there's just a woeful lack of material, and that singers like this to have to constantly do standards and not come up with new material, it's like it's almost sinful, man.
Ma'am, and she does soul.
Rachel Farrell.
Produced by George Duke. I've played it previously on the show a few times. It is unbelievable. You know, when she does the socially conscious and the soulful stuff, I just wish I could just encourage her to do more, because I think she's maybe the most important modern singer right now.
Rochelle Farrell.
Great singer.
Yeah, great singer. And let's go back to some pure soul vocal class. And this came out a couple of years ago now. And nice combination. An intro by Barry and Miss Regina Bell.
The Walrus of Soul.
Baby, I'm here. Gina, I'm right here, baby. I really want us to spend quiet time together.
I'll turn off the phone and fill the shades. We won't be disturbed. Waited all day long to spend some time, just my man and I. We just leave the world outside. We can fall in love once again tonight. Love is me to share a quiet time. Just set the mood with conversation. Don't need nobody else but you.
Still need a quiet time.
definitely. Now, how? Let's go on back to the West Coast again. Mary Lovecomber, the gospel side of indie West Coast.
Well, it's nice to hear all this little flavor here now. And you know, who says that the West Coast ain't representing tonight? We got some serious jams going on here.
Give it up for the West Coast sound.
Yes, sir, West is the best.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca, podcast on TuneIn right there. You're listening to African Rhythms.
Coming to you from the home of the Vanier Cup champion, UBC Thunderbirds, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Don't you know that we can't worry about the things they say? Cause they can't change the way we feel. No. What we have is more than they'll ever know. Cause what we have is oh so real. Alright. I can't go a single day without you and all the things that you did. Oh no. Girl, you make a blind man see. My eyes are open now, and I want you here with me. You believe in love. I will never let you down. Oh no. In love. I will always be right there. Ever since that day I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the one for me. Oh yeah. Barely does the lightning strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you leave. Girl, never in this whole wide world could I ever find a woman like you. Mm-hmm. Don't have to waste your time in worrying. Girl, I'm here to stay. I ain't going no place. You believe. You believe in love. I will never let you down, baby. Oh, no. Oh, baby. I will always be right there, sure. Tell me, don't you? Don't you? Never in this whole wide world would I ever find a woman like you, baby. You don't have to waste your time in a worry. Girl, I'm here to stay. Bad times.
Yeah, you know the one, our favorite, Teddy Pendergrass. We're going to keep laying on the heavy Teddy tracks until we extinguish all of them, Mike.
Well, that's going to be quite a while, man. I just hope that there's enough sweat to go around for the folks out there listening.
Let's go back to some
Curtis Mayfield here on African Rhythms. It really doesn't get much better than that for thinking music.
Without
and it's, you know, it's there's a strong message about the perils of drug and walking that perilous, dangerous side of life.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
It's very important to me that whatever I have to say is worth saying. And I believe very strongly, of course, simplicity is always the rule. And of course, whatever you say, so long as you say it in such manners as to where the smallest layman can pick it up and understand, shouldn't be any difficulties in misinterpreting, you know, my words.
This is rapping. Curtis Mayfield, singer, composer, social commentator, an artist deeply involved. Today he raps on drugs, movie scores, religion, pollution, peace, and much more. Curtis Mayfield, rapping.
Well, we gotta have peace. I just felt like everybody, you know, you think in terms of war. I just can't believe that any mass of people really want war, in spite of, you know, injustices and situations. You know, I know the mass really don't want war. Usually there are just other things that usually brings them into the situations that they have nothing about. I think everybody, you know, sometimes it's almost a frustration of, we gotta have peace, you know, and the song says, and if the soldier who is dead and gone, if only we could bring back one, I'm sure he'd even say, you know, in spite of whatever he's fighting for, we gotta have peace, you know, why do I have to really die here, you know? And it would be nice sometimes to see a few of the older sets sort of turn on to the just the opposition or the difference in opinion that the young have to say in reference of many.
The surface of a dark, deep well. If your mind say, keep peace with me, and I with you. Let me love in my own way.
My co-host Mike Ingram's here. We've got, as promised, special guest from New York City, DJ Smash. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, and in Vancouver in general, because, you know, I've been having a good time since I've been here, and you guys seem to be kicking the soul on the reels.
So my co-host Mike Ingram's here. Special guest from New York City, DJ Smash. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, and in Vancouver in general, because, you know, I've been having a good time since I've been here, and you guys seem to be kicking the soul on the reel, so.
Yeah, so you've been spending a little bit here?
Yeah, we did a little thing at Bar None.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was checking that out.
That was pretty cool. I had a good time, good crowd, good energy.
It was a really good vibe.
Yeah. Thanks to my man Clarence for bringing me up here, hooking everything up.
Yeah, for real. So then maybe just tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from New York City. You started out remixing records.
Yeah, well, I started out as a DJ, but my remixes sort of took me into the music business. And you know, the remixes kind of started live, working with musicians and stuff. And then I wound up doing a lot of jazz remixes just because I could relate to the musicians and, you know, I wanted to take the remixing thing to the next level instead of just chopping up somebody's stuff and putting a hip beat under it. I wanted to work with musicians too, so.
So the early hip-hop inspired you, the Grandmaster Flash, and what was going on in New York in the early 80s.
And the Herbie Hancock stuff too, with the, you know, he had a DJ with him, Grandmaster DST, and, you know, I saw them live, and that just totally blew me away that a DJ could work with musicians. And
yeah, that was really interesting, and even what Double D and Stansky were doing, the more creative cut up hip-hop mixes, what was happening there?
I just want to hear the music, that's all.
Is it too complicated to just keep my records in the category, okay? Just put the rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B.
That's eight, children.
I mean, you're not going to put Charlie Parker in with the rock and roll, would you?
What does it all mean?
I don't know. Who is Charlie Parker?
Jazz!
For a proposition like this, we need a guy with class, with dignity, a gentleman of the old school, and
jazz!
The ladies in the house.
Come on, let me hear you say ah. Say ah.
Come on, the whole boys in the house. doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
Jazz!
And anybody that messes with me or my organization or my family is in trouble. I'm from the old school.
Party people, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? So party people, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's delicious. It's delectable. It's delightful. It's as mellow as moonlight and as tender as a mother's love.
Kids, what time is it?
In the village,
yes!
In the village.
Hey! Everybody, place your hands on your radio.
Got to have some soul.
Hey!
S-O-U-L. Soul. Order yours now. Don't delay.
When the monster jam will get underneath the body and do the
freak. To the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat. I believe all of my heart with the beat. I know what it does to you. I know how it feels.
Get a back on the cymbal with the record machine saying, go pop the boo. Now how do you do?
We gonna do it one more time for the folks back home. Here we go.
Ha! Ha!
Feel the heartbeat.
I feel
it. And you feel it.
Feel the heartbeat.
We jazz it up.
So feel the heartbeat.
Feel the heartbeat.
Yes!
Bobbity bop.
One.
Bobbity bop.
Two.
Do you hear bop?
Soul Brothers.
I feel it.
And feel it.
Old school.
And feel it.
Ow!
I don't want to fit in anymore. The big two of us. Let's go back to doing something we really like doing.
You like robbing and stealing?
Yeah. I mean, Steinsky, I know Steinsky. He's a real cool dude. And he wasn't a DJ. He just sort of started as an editor, just editing the splicing. And
wasn't that a contest he entered for the lessons 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, Tommy Boy was sponsoring this contest. And, you know, now he's doing commercials and things like that. And,
Yeah, but I thought it was an important thing. And I remember Colcat did an early mix, Say Kid, What Time Is It in London, which was sort of inspired by all of that. It's good to see creativity and progress in this thing we call the hip-hop and the jazz and the modern innovations in the music we love.
Chocolate Milk, every Thursday in the back room in the Shine nightclub at 364 Water Street. Classic house and indie dance realness, serving up some retro 80s and 90s dance, R&B and hip-hop with DJs G Love, Jay Douglas, DJ T and Colio, plus guests. Also, join V-Rag and CITR on Thursday, August 2nd as Chocolate Milk presents house music legend CC Peniston as part of Vancouver Pride. Tickets $40 on Eventbrite or at Little Sisters.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always going to come back to a street level, no matter how high or popular it gets, whatever, you know. It's just like that's the streets talking, you know, the hip-hop and the funk and the found sound, you know, production value, you know, just working with what you got, working with what you can find.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, okay, so you started or helped start a label?
Yeah, we started out, doing stuff for other labels, and then had some partners, and we started this label called 8-Ball Records.
And those Jazzy Grooves, I believe.
Yeah, Jazzy Grooves was born on 8-Ball, Volume 1 and 2, and also my production crew, Jazz Not Jazz. And then my partner and I, we jumped off from our other partners and started New Breed.
Yeah, so New Breed has continued on with the Jazzy Grooves series, I believe.
Yeah, we're up to volume 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it just won't... I figured it'd probably die out at volume 4, but it just kept going and going, and people, you know, people dig it, so...
Yeah, well, some really good funky vibes with some production, and very DJ-friendly, I think, you know? You know, to be able to mix with hip-hop and other things. Mm-hmm. And
well, most of the producers that do the tracks for us are DJs, and we get a lot of good demos from around the world, and we sort of try to represent the sound on a global level. You know, we have guys from Denmark and Sweden and Tokyo and France and, you know, London and San Francisco. And
so it's worldwide, basically.
Definitely. Yeah. It's global in its, you know, approach, but it shows how global that the funk and the hip-hop and the jazz are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly. I think that's helped it progress, it's mm-hmm. fair to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. DJ Smash is in the studio with us from New York City. You're going to play, what are we going to start out with? What are we going to listen to first? We're going to play some olders, then we're going to get into some maybe your new productions?
Yeah, we're going to go back in time, way
right.
back. And it was produced by Bob Belden.
And Jalissa.
Hey Jude, take this sad song and make it better. And get her. na 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 na. We'll be right back.
You're listening to African Rhythms. DJ Smash from New York City, and he's in the studio, and that's something quite unbelievable. I know nobody's heard it in these parts. Well, tell us about that.
In case the listeners didn't recognize those very distinct original voices on that track, that's Cassandra Wilson and Diane Reeves duetting on an old Lennon and McCartney tune, Come Together. And it was produced by Bob Belden and co-arranged by myself. And then I took it in the studio and did some further stuff on it and just did a, you know, little funky remix on it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was over long, but apparently there was some trouble getting this track released after you finished doing the mix.
Yeah, because after I did the mix, I sort of did it, you know, just on, you know, on spec or, you know, for no money up front because I believed in the project and was really honored to even just be asked. Because I'm really fans of both of those ladies. They're really original and they're doing a lot for jazz music right now. So I just wanted to be able to say, yeah, I did a mix for Cassandra. Yeah. And EMI Japan, which is the label that sponsored the project, at the last minute said, well, there's no budget for a remix, so we can't release it. And I was like, oh, man. And then Bob Bell and the producer said, well, why don't you do a white label on it? And, you know, and I said, okay, well. And then I went to London and got some feedback and encouraging feedback, and I said okay, and I pressed up 1,000, sold them all over Europe, and the buzz got back to Japan, and finally they said, hey, why don't you do some more stuff, and we'll do a project, a whole remix compilation of stuff like that. So
you've got together with some other remixers?
Yeah, I'm sort of executive producer on the project, so I'm just hiring a lot of different remixers to give their treatment to some of the songs in the EMI Japan catalog. You know, these are guys that I know that can handle it and can respect the integrity of the original production because it's all jazz tunes or cover tunes in the jazz style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's it sounds great. Look forward to that. It's hopefully going to be coming out early next year.
Yeah, like February, March. The project will be called Come Together, Bob Belden Remix Project. Bob Belden is the producer behind the whole project. He organizes all the musicians. I mean, he's really a phenomenal arranger. He arranged the last Herbie Hancock album, New Standards, and you know, he's a brilliant producer. And it's because of him all of these stellar musicians came together and did this project.
Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, John Lucien, are these people all still reside in New York City, or they come through New York City a lot, or consider that part of their...
Yeah, I mean, New York is always, you know, the magnet for a lot of great artists. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they live there. I don't think Herbie or Wayne or these guys live there. But they have to come there and sign that deal, and, you know, because they're all still doing albums. And, they appear in New York.
Regularly in clubs. Yeah. These people, Diane Reeves.
Oh, yeah. Diane's doing a New Year's gig, as a matter of fact, at the Blue Note.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I really, really wish the kind folks at the Jazz Festival here would bring her along, because she's got to be number one on my list to see, you know, apart from maybe Rachel Farrell.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a real spiritual experience to check out Diane. I saw her at Mount Fuji a couple of years ago. I was up there spinning for a tribute to Herbie Hancock, and she was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, let's get my co-host Mike in on the conversation here.
Well, Smash made a good point about the fact that it seems like the remix engineer has really stepped up in importance from the time, you know, mixes were, you know, starting out from the era of hip-hop and all of that. So Smash, in all honesty, has it gotten to the point where the remix engineer is becoming as important, if not more important, than the artist?
A lot of times when it's a new artist, it seems like the labels are just eager to get, you know, some superstar remixer or even a gang of superstar mixers on there just to, you know, get DJs and, you know, club heads into, like, digging this person's sound. So, yeah, in some cases, it is, sad to say. And the remixers a lot of times make more money than the artists, too.
I was wondering about that.
You get people like Junior Vasquez who make $20,000-$25,000 just to do a remix on one tune. And that might have been like a third of the budget for the whole album for that artist, you know. So in some cases, yeah. And even sometimes it might not seem so upfront, but when you look behind the scenes and you see the amount of money that was spent on a remix, you know, you realize, wow, mm-hmm. I know that artist didn't make $25,000 doing that one tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too cool, I guess, really, in some ways, because after all, they did make the music. I think I appreciate the value of a remixer can have in popularizing or instant sales, but it's much better. I mean, like, when you did it and for no money up front or whatever, and it's more for the love of the music mm-hmm. or whatever, that seems to make a difference.
Oh, you know? Well, yeah. I mean, my whole philosophy about remixing is I don't really think it's a true necessity. I think if more young talent on both sides, on the artist end and on the production end, would get together mm-hmm. ahead of time, if the label would sponsor guys like me going in with, you know, in the creation part of the whole thing.
In the inception.
Yeah, in the inception. And it would save a lot of money and I think would still have the same effect, you know?
Yeah, Smash, to that end, do you find that the labels are still, rather the A&R people are still not as musically up on it as they should be, and they don't have the kind of faith that they need to have in being creative? And, you know, like I said, they put it in your hands after, you know, you gave it a taste somewhere else, and all of a sudden, you know, they jumped on the flavor and all that. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be more consistent with what's going on now?
Well, because the music business is in a real state of flux right now, especially on the dance club end. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are really afraid to be creative. It's expensive, you know, mm-hmm. when you're in that position and you have budgets and bottom lines to meet. It's really an expensive proposition to say, what the hell, I'll take a chance on this, even though I don't, you know. And yeah, a lot of A&R guys aren't that clued in what's going on beyond what they dig or what they were hired for, you know. If they're black A&R guys and they're just going to do black mm-hmm. and R&B stuff. And I've mm-hmm. been told by several black R&B A&R guys that my stuff is too jazzy or it's too experimental or whatever. And I'm like, yo, that's what black music was supposedly, you know, about originally.
Yeah, I mean, the spirits of black music and, you know, the brave changes of Charlie Parker compared to swing and, you know, mm-hmm. things like this. And there's going to be the new innovators. Sometimes it takes a while for things to get respect.
Yeah.
And hip-hop's taken a lot of rap, let's face mm-hmm. it, a lot of, no pun intended. It seems to be a difficult area. It's got to be a certain way to be marketed.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, really, you know, that it isn't able to exist and get the sort of seriousness and respect. I mean, when Cassandra and Diane Reeves are involved, it's considered an art form, obviously, because you cannot get away from the fact that they're singing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too bad that more of it doesn't get the respect. Even A Tribe Called Quest aren't considered to be making worthwhile art, if you will. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on who you ask. And it's always the high art, low art argument in the end, you know, mm-hmm. between, you know, those who, you know, own the options on the media, that own the gateway that all this stuff goes through, you know. And it's like they're only gonna let certain things through, and certain things get certain genres get marginalized, and very, you know, if it's not atypical, you know, it's like, for instance, now we have Chemical Brothers and Prodigy, mm-hmm. you know, in the mainstream, you know, in the media, and it's just like, now everything has to sound like that if it's mm-hmm. gonna be considered experimental electronic music. And and just like jazz, with electronic music, you have all sorts of little
pockets.
Yeah, you know, and you can get mellow, you can get hardcore, you can get abrasive, you can get real soothing. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting things going on in fusion. Mm-hmm. Alex Bunyan and different. We were listening to the Greg Adams. I did a remix of that.
But is there anyone like Jesus who followed in his footsteps? St. Francis is probably the nearest one, huh? St. Francis. Mentioned.
struggle, didn't they, to make the world aware of their thoughts and their ideas and their principles and so on. What is the end result? The opposite, it seems to me. I wouldn't set up to say what the creative minds have in mind, you see.
Of a sky, the treeness of a tree, the housiness of a house. It serves. It does more. It evokes, elicits, excites.
You know, just cool stuff going on, which has really good jazz soloing, but, you know, spacey keyboards, other things, maybe even a dance beat. But anything can be done well, you know, just because it's one thing or another doesn't immediately make it bad. Just trash dance music, just commercial. Even an incredibly commercial tune can be done very tastefully.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and in years past, I think that's been proven with the success of things like Respect and Stevie Wonder being as big as he was. And I mean, look at Omar now. I mean, he could be as big as Stevie again with the right material.
Smash, because of that, are your compilations mixed bags for the most part? Do you like giving a little flavor of this and that?
Yeah, actually, you know, as you know, when we first started, we had to do our hip hop thing. We were appealing to a hip hop audience, a hip hop minded audience, using hip hop production values. And as we grew as a label and matured, and our taste got a little more sophisticated, and you know,
yeah, it's great to see. I mean, Giles Peterson, I think he's done a lot for the innovation of jazz worldwide in his own way. You know, his knowledge of the jazz and the putting that label and the popularizing of John Lucian and Terry Callier and some of the legends of this music we love.
Yeah, all that Talk and Loud stuff that Giles puts out is pretty interesting. Now he's going into directions with jungle music, and you know, he's Ronnie Size and Represent Crew, and so he's trying different things, and I respect that.
Yeah, definitely. And Patrick Forge, Norman Jay, you know, that we both know. I mean, these are guys that, I mean, Patrick's got a real love of Brazilian music, and I think he's helped popularize some of that. Norman's love of everything's soulful.
Right, yeah.
You know,
Norman is Mr. Soul.
Yeah, he is.
All things soulful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Certainly part of that rare groove thing that happens in the 80s in England. Popularization of the funky tracks. Yeah, all right. So we haven't got much time left. We've got another track to play. And
well, I want to give some shout-outs.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, to my man Clarence from the Barnum crew, and you know, for bringing me up here, and his trusty sidekick Sonia for carting me around. And
yeah, she's a real sweetheart.
Yeah, she's great. And I'd like to say hi to that young lady that I met at the club the other night who had never, I think, never heard James Brown's Sex Machine before. Just want to say, you know.
Deprived childhood for that one.
Yeah. I said, you must have lived a sheltered life, haven't you? Well, happy, you know, I just gave her a few titles that she should pick up by him. And I just want to say hi to everybody in Vancouver that's been supporting New Breed. And I've been finding out, you know, when I come to places like this, I always find out, you know, who's buying our records and who's been supporting us. And it's always, you know, it's always inspiring. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's been supporting us and, you know, keeping us in the loop here, keeping our records in rotation, you know, even though they might be 3 or 4 or 5 years old, you know. And thank you guys for having me up here too.
Yeah, well, that's great. Nice to see you're going to be, or you're part of IRMA, the Italian label.
Yeah, and, IRMA is a good label, and they've been trying to establish themselves in America right now. And a good friend of mine became the managing director there. And so, you know, I play a lot of their stuff. I'm, you know, always happy to represent them wherever. So, we did the big IRMA party at Bar None the other night, and they have a lot of good releases, Montefiore Cocktail, and really excellent compilations, too.
Yeah, some good rare groove Latin represented as well, as well as jungle and some of the more innovative modern jazz songs.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So IRMA's a label to look out for. Check the anything on IRMA. Just, you know, pick it up, and I'm sure there'll be something on there you dig.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, now what's this last track we're going to hear?
Last thing is one of real soulful things in honor of you guys and your vibe here. It's a group we have on the label, a new breed called Groovalicious. The tune is called Second Time Around. It's a real soulful little thing.
Thanks again, Smash, and I hope to see you back here soon.
Sure. I'll be back, and this will be the first stop.
Sweet. All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you're very welcome, my brother. Good to see my homeboy representing.
Yeah, man. Fellow New Yorker. Ex-girl. I might move up here, too.
All right. Who knows? There you go.
Sweet.
Regardless of where you are, whether it be New York City, London, Tokyo, the East End, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Thanks, Mike. I'm David Jones. Peace and love. I'm
incredible radio show from 1997. I'm David Love Jones. With DJ Smash from New York City. Big up to Wayne. Still producing stuff today. Associated with Giant Steps. And like I was saying, did remixes on the Blue Note records. We've got a special bonus track to end the night from DJ Smash, and this is his totally unreleased version of Umi Says, Mos Def. Mixed with John Cutler, It's Yours. Check out The Cobalt next Wednesday. I'll be DJing with The Humans. We've got 500 people booked for that one, so definitely come and check it out. I'm David Love Jones. I'll be back next week. Peace and love to you.
temple left by our soul descendants in a quest for peace, energy, and light? If you were to find this temple, do you have the knowledge to enter the temple? Do you want it? And if you had it, would you have it?
Saturday, July 21st, CITR 101.9 FM, Scott T's Scenic Drive, and Combination 13 presents a very special night with the return of Easy Big Fella from Seattle and an EP release party for Vancouver's own Los Furios. It's happening at the Cobalt, 319 Main Street. Saturday, July 21st. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Highlife, Red Cat, and BrownPaperTickets.com.
And coming up in a couple minutes is Rhett and In the Basements.
Tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.